You are learning? How much do you know now that you didn't know earlier? A lot? Oh, does your head hurt? There is a lot of information that you must learn, because you know the knowledge is just the seed to reality. And you got to want to learn. Now there's some of you whose bands have wilted. And you have wilted primarily because we have talked about the movement of energy from the sexual self. I know it is an uncomfortable topic. I watch every time what happens when we broach this. But you know, there are people alive for 150 years, 200 years, and they have a lot of difficulty. And a lot of difficulty they have is that they have aged way beyond whether they should, because they did have a lot of knowledge. And the reason is they kept holding on to keeping their energy in certain places. And they were encouraged to do so because the world tells you that it's natural to do that. Nature tells you it's natural to do that. And they never quite make it all the way into the bridge and up into the head into extraordinary knowledge, because they're blocked by the veils. And if you don't go beyond the veils, you remain ignorant and you remain superstitious. You know, love isn't really born until the fourth center is open. And anyone living on this plane today has never even gotten to the fourth center, and I tell you why. There are physicians in the room that can tell you that that gland sitting right in the fourth center, where the soul is, where the heart is to the left, is shrinking with age. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And this is the gland that gave you forever youth. It gave you elasticity in your skin, allowed you to laugh all day long, allowed you to run and play and then collapse into sweet dreams. It gave you an enormous amount of energy, and it kept you innocent. Well, that gland started shrinking when you spilt your seed and you had your first season of blood, because then the energy left that place and continues to leave that place and move right down into the first center. In actuality, you can take a little child, one that is 12 years of age, one that is 19 years of age, one that is 25, one that is 30, and you can watch the shrinking process as it occurs. And why is that? Because it must mutate in order for the entity to grow to sexual maturity. And sexual maturity is when all that erratic energy is setting in those young people and they can't control it, and they are living in an adult-like body, but they have a child-like mentality and they don't know what to do with it. But you can see that once they reach 23 years of age, they are in actual decline, because all of the energy that's set here that made them run up and get in your lap and put their arms around your neck and love you always, that quality has diminished. And it's diminished in place of sexuality and sexual overtones. And that means that a person who has grown into their 20s now is on the decline in life, and they start to age because this starts to shrink. Why? There's no energy there. If this energy moved up here, it would bloom. It would start working again. Scientists do have a great shot that they force right into the center, and they instill that gland with its own hormones, and they swell it up again. And for a while it produces, and then it diminishes. That's how some elite in the world have escaped dying. But for you, who are not the elite in the world, this is why you grow old. But this is the loss of energy. Now, in the school, we say, you want to learn to love? Then we have to learn to love without condition. That means you can't love another person simply because they have beautiful eyes. That's your sexuality loving. That's your need to procreate with the body that you are attracted to. The reason you're attracted to bodies is the necessity to procreate and to produce with your own seed another living organism. Those people who don't care and simply throw their seed to anyone, spread their legs for anyone, conceive children in the womb only for the effect of pleasure, create unhappy people because they're not breeding for the sense of reproduction. How many of you understand? I'm not giving you a moral lecture. I'm endeavoring to span your ignorance into knowingness, to understand how this energy moves and why you're growing old. A master who moves it up here, moves it up slowly and starts to love, not because the person is young, not because they're old, but because they are. You understand? And that sometimes people who are together who have great age differences between them, they are together not because one is sexually attractive and one has other assets. They are together because their souls long to be together. And it matters not what the form. This is love that has moved here. This is energy that starts to move here. As long as it lives down here, we are conditional. Little children in an unmolesting society, different than this one, to where today children are the objects of sexual perversion, there was a time when that was not so. And little children could love openly anyone and everyone. And they accepted them into their life, and they brought them into their dreams, and they made castles in the sky around them. And they idolized them and loved them and drew pictures to them. But as they become sexual, that changed, didn't it? And did not Yeshua ben Joseph admonish you to be like a little child in order to enter the kingdom of heaven? What that really means is stop being a breeding animal and move it here. Masters always do. And those people who live 150 years that have abnormally aged are people who are just tied to this tiger. And the tiger's got a hold of them. And they cannot possibly let go of it because it is so seductive. And they have a lot of reason. They can use their power of seduction in order to placate their pleasure. It doesn't matter how old they are. They do it in other ways. And though they're brilliant and they can manifest, they're closed to certain levels of knowledge by their own doing. If your energy moves here, you'll stop aging. Furthermore, you'll start feeling something about other souls that's quite remarkable. That means that this little gland now has energy in it and starting to respond, starting to produce. And you're starting to change. And you have rosy cheeks. And your eyes dance. And your hair's gossamer threads. Or perhaps you don't have any. And your skin just shines. And your embrace is warm. And your glance is embracing. It's accepting. It's allowing. It's loving. Now this is confused. A teacher loves his students. To some will show it openly. To others not at all. Because if he does, it is misinterpreted sexually rather than simply the love, the adoration, and the caring that it's meant to be. How many of you understand?